It's 9:30 in 716.
Not so fast, New Era. Shame was the rallying cry outside New Era headquarters Monday as WBEN microphones were there.
They're the Grinch. They're the Grinch who stole Christmas.
You know, when someone loses their job, it's not just one person that's hurt. It's an entire family that is hurt.
And then this side, they have an American flag. And we're proud of the hat made in America. But guess what? You know where this hat's going to be made next year? China.
And we pledged our full support to do what it took to save these jobs here in Western New York from Erie County and the ECIDA.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. New Era set to close its Derby plant in March, but local officials and labor leaders aren't giving up just yet. A rally held outside New Era HQ on Delaware Avenue Monday night to try to convince the company to stay in Western New York. We're used to seeing labor rally against corporate decisions, but this rally was different as two prominent local political leaders stood on the threshold of a highly visible national company that is headquartered in Buffalo and called them out for their business decision to shutter operations in Derby, all in the name of protecting jobs.
And that's what this is about, folks. This is about protecting jobs, saving jobs in our region.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
We work every day in Erie County government to bring new businesses to our community, to show them why they should be in Western New York because of the tremendous workforce we have here, a workforce that no one else can beat when it comes to productivity and efficiency. And when they ask us, why should we be here? We tell them about the great success stories of our local companies like New Era. New Era is a success story, not just because of the strong leadership at the top. It's also because of the individuals at the bottom, the stitchers in the plant, who ensure that the product that is made is of the highest quality. It's the quality that Major League Baseball wants their players wearing. They want the people wearing it because they know of the high quality. And we all know about what happens when you send jobs overseas and the quality that you get in return. It's not the same, folks. So I, as well as my staff and members of the Erie County Industrial Development Agency, met with President Cook and others not too long ago. And we pledged our full support to do what it took to save these jobs here in Western New York from Erie County and the ECIDA. And I tell the same to leadership today if they can hear me. Erie County and the ECIDA stands ready to save these jobs. These are the jobs that created the profits for this company. These are the jobs that built this company. The leadership that built this company decades ago built it because of the strong workforce that they have here in Buffalo, New York, that they have here in the town of Evans. And I say to each and every one of those who can listen inside, if you keep that production workforce here, this company will not only grow, it will thrive and be better than it is today. So to Chris and the rest, work with us. Keep these jobs in Western New York. Keep these jobs in Derby. Keep these jobs in Evans. And I know the name of New Era will continue to grow and be the one that represents exemplary production when it comes to the hat and cap manufacturing community. Work with us, and we will all benefit from it. Thank you.
All right. Good job.
New York State Assemblyman Sean Ryan weaving the speakers together, rallying the crowd gathered outside New Era.
It's great that we have this economic sweet spot again, you know, manufacturing here, sending the product out to the world. I was always proud of New Era. When I turned on the baseball game, I would say to my kids, see those hats? They're made in Buffalo. Did that make you proud?
Yeah.
When you see the All-Star game, you think same thing. See those hats? Made in Buffalo. We like that, right?
Yeah.
World Series commemorative cap. Every year someone wins the World Series, they pop a hat on their head. You know where that hat is made?
Buffalo.
We're proud of it. New Era is proud of their affiliation with the United States, too. I see they have a Statue of Liberty right behind us with the red, white, and blue. They're proud of it. I have a nice Bills hat here. You know where this hat was made?
Buffalo.
New Era's got the patriotic colors on the side. And then this side, they have an American flag. And we're proud of the hat made in America. But guess what? You know where this hat's going to be made next year? China.
That ain't right.
Are they going to take the American flag off and be honest with the consumers? They're going to put a Chinese flag on the side of this hat? Or are they going to keep trying to convince us that somehow this is an American-made product? Would you buy a hat with the big China flag on it?
No.
No. So we can't be fooled as American people. We can't be fooled by this.
On behalf of the Western New York Area Labor Federation, the AFL-CIO in Western New York, I welcome you to this rally to save the jobs at New Era.
Labor leaders from the AFL-CIO speaking out with those political top dogs.
New Era has announced its intention to close the Derby plant production facility by mid-March 2019.
That ain't right.
New Era likes to portray itself as a good corporate citizen, but let's be crystal clear. This is a union bust. All production done at Derby is going to move to either Florida or to the country of China. They intend to throw over 200 people out of work, and they intend to ravage the economy of the town of Evans. This is nothing but a money grab. They are seeking to maximize their profits, their profit margins, at the expense of ordinary working class people, and we should not stand for it as a community. This action will expose the complete hollowness of the economy of America in its pure Trump form. Witness GM and 14,500 layoffs, and now in our community, New Era. Both companies are making money. Let's be clear on that. Both companies are making money. Both companies have received gigantic concessions and tax cuts from the government. But both are going to leave in order to maximize their profit at the expense of ordinary people, and we should not stand for that, and we will not sit quietly and watch this devastation without organizing a struggle to save the jobs, and that's why we've organized this event tonight. So I'm going to simply say, shame on New Era, and let us unite and demand that every job be saved at the Derby plant. Thanks.
Kirk Laubenstein from the Coalition for Economic Justice was in the long line of speakers at the rally, speaking out against New Era.
New Era. They delivered the worst sort of Christmas gift. They delivered coal. They delivered coal to 200 workers, primarily refugees and lower working class people in our region. And the truth is that the Coalition for Economic Justice, we put people over profits. People over profits. Every day. And New Era, $1.6 million in our tax money. They're the Grinch. They're the Grinch who stole Christmas. And today we're here to say, not in our region. Not in Buffalo, not in Western New York. You can't get away with this, New Era. Back in 2004, we engaged New Era when the workers were on strike. And the truth is it was brutal, from what I understand. And my hope today is that New Era can think about a way to not be the Grinch and save these jobs. So New Era today, if you can hear us now that we got this mic on, we're calling on you. We're calling on you to save these jobs. Because it's 200 people's livelihood. 200 people's livelihood.
Finally, from the pulpit, the rally featuring words from the Reverend George Nicholas of the Lincoln Memorial United Methodist Church.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand here again, proud to stand with workers. One of the things that's happening in Buffalo, I think it's really good that there's a lot of economic progress that's happening in the region, but I'm a little concerned that the progress is all focused on the top and not on workers. First and foremost, Buffalo and Western New York, this is a working class community. And we have to make sure that as corporations grow and as profits grow, the wages of workers grow as well. You know, I think about, we're in this time of the Christmas season, and I think about that story about the Christmas carol.
And I think about a guy named Ebenezer Scrooge. And Ebenezer Scrooge was a guy who had built a tremendous economic empire for himself. But yet his life was empty because he did not value the relationship he had with his workers. And all throughout that story, he was tormented by the way that he mistreated the very faithful workers that made him wealthy. And I think about that, and I think about what's happening to these workers down there with New Era. You know, when someone loses their job, it's not just one person that's hurt. It's an entire family that is hurt. And so we must call upon the people at New Era who have been very, very successful in building a strong international business. And the workers who have worked faithfully in this manufacturing plant have been a valuable asset to making those things happen. They cannot be discarded. They cannot be thrown away. They cannot be dismissed. So we as a community, clergy, labor, elected officials, and just everyday ordinary Western New Yorkers who understand the value of hard work, we must stand together in this moment and say to New Era that they must come up with a plan to keep that plant open or some kind of... And I'm so grateful that our elected officials are here today and that they will stand with the workers and know that the state has been very good to New Era. And you know, sometimes when people talk about state money, they act like it's the governor's money. No, that's our money. And so we want to make sure that that money goes to a good purpose. And what greater purpose can it be than keeping workers at work? So thank you. We stand as a clergy and other clergy members, Kirk's here and others, we stand with the workers and we're going to fight until we make sure that those people keep their jobs. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
The New Era decision announced before Thanksgiving will eliminate more than 200 jobs in Derby.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.